Blog Talk Radio.
Forgiveness, stop doing whatever those things are if our Father in heaven does not do them. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20, and I will read to you from verses 3 through 17. Every chance I get, every once in a while, because this is a new year, I want us to start out knowing what the Ten Commandments are, and we are to follow them to the best of our abilities. Now, earlier last year, I heard on a radio program where this white guy was saying that he was going to write an alternative Bible. Well, you black folks, listen up. You do not follow that alternative that he is going to write, nor you follow the Catholic Bible. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. We will try and do whatever the laws in this Bible has written down for us. The other nations do not have, or their gods haven't written a Bible for them. Our Father wrote us the Bible and tells us what to do. So let's be appreciative and try to do the things of the Ten Commandments. Now let me read Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. And I hope that I will be able to see them, what's written for you. Hold on a moment. Let me check my telephone. I just heard a noise. I don't know why my screen went blank like that, but my Father will take care of that. I believe he will. Now let's read the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We're talking about the God of the Hebrews, the father of Jacob, the black man. He said, you should have what? That's right, baby. He said, you should have no other gods before me. So what is your other God that you may have? I pray that you don't have any God before this God, the creator of the world. You can also find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. But right now, we're in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. The second commandment, thou shalt not make any. Let me restart over. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord God, and the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, and the iniquity, they are your sins, of the father, upon the children of the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Neither the Lord will not hold you guiltless that takes his name in vain. And what is that, taking the name in vain? That means you are making it unworthy or misusing it or saying it's something that is useless. No, you don't take our Father God's name in vain. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all the work, but the seventh day, and the seventh day is a Saturday, is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the strangers that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. You see what he did in 6 days? He did a lot. The sea and all that is in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means that he made the Sabbath day holy. And you should honor that. Honor that day. You're going to the church on a Sunday. That's what Constantine did. That is a white person. Why follow that white man? You're not following God if you do follow him on Sundays. And most churches will not change. They just love to follow Constantine on a Sunday. excuse me, and honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What does the other God give you? He gives you a bunch of help. That's what he has given me. And I just didn't like it. I strayed away once. That's all it took for me. I am back with the Father. I surrendered myself unto the Father. And the devil constantly he constantly bothers me. Bad things, he'll make me sick. This thing should not happen, it will happen. Just as I had taken my brother to the Veterans Hospital to get service, I was sitting up there for 4.5 hours and my mouth started turning. And I said, oh no, I stomped him under my feet. The devil bothers me constantly because I don't follow him, and he wants me to follow him. In fact, I don't like him. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. So that's telling you to stay away from abortion centers. Our United States of America tells you to abort your babies. You're not supposed to do that. Our Father says, thou shalt not kill. And the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means that if you're married to a spouse, or man or woman is married to each other, you're to be faithful to that spouse and not look at another man or another woman. You're supposed to be faithful to that person. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. That's what they're doing to me. My charge car is stealing from me. They steal. And all those other businesses, if you check them out, you will steal. They will charge you a usury. That's a high interest fee. Usury. Well, they should not do that. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why would you want to lie on your neighbor? You're not supposed to do that. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. And an ass is a donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You should not be envious of them. And those are the Ten Commandments. And I pray that you understand what I have read to you and where you can find them. Again, you can find them in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, or in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Now, you know that our Father talks to us in dreams sometimes. You know that. And I just want to tell you all that because that's where he told me to feed his sheep. And I mean to do just that as long as he will allow me to do what he has asked me to do. Now, I will introduce myself to tell you a little bit about me. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath afternoon or evening. The only day that's in the book that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and rest. You're supposed to do that, sheep. Now, I read chapter 20 of Exodus, and I want you to read verse 8 for yourself. Read it to see if I'm telling you the truth. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I don't know. I've never had the real version of the Bible. I've always had King James Version. I guess there are other Bibles that other have different versions of the Bible. They speak differently, I suppose, but they should be about the same thing. Now, I want you sheep to know that Sabbath day starts on a Friday evening around this time, and it will end on Saturday evening around this time. I ask your sheep to have your three P's ready, and then you ask me, well, what are they? The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down every references that I may say to you, whatever scriptures, excuse me, I got a belch, whatever scriptures that I may say. Now, you younger people who are, I guess, in their under their 40s, 41 to 45, you younger folks, well, I'll tell you, I'm a little bit over 60, and I'm glad that I have lived this far. Satan has tried to take me out several times. God helped me. He saved me. I remember two winters ago, there was snow and ice. I was getting ready to turn on my street that I live, and for some strange reason, my car turned backwards in the middle of Gratiot. I said, oh, God. And traffic was coming towards me. My Father in heaven saved me. It should not have happened. Satan just bothering me. That's because he wants me to follow him. And I surrendered my life to Jesus, to the God that I know about. And Satan is mad about that. Now, sheep, I'm going to ask you to turn your books, your Bibles, to the book of Ruth. And she is in the Old Testament. And that's where I am going to begin reading. Hopefully, I can read read chapter 2 as well as 3 and 4, but I know that I can't. But I will try to do that so we can get finished with this Bible, Old Testament, this year, hopefully. But I am expecting my Father in heaven to come anytime now. I'm sitting back and waiting on him to come. You know, a person that calls himself the President of the United States has decided to attack another nation. And I don't know why. I can't speak on that. He will have to speak on that. But nonetheless, as I tell the young men in my that know me, I tell them, like, why go and join the army when the army is constantly trying to kill brown and dark-skinned people? I want you to think about that. He doesn't go and fight the white skinned people, just like the yellow man was at war with the United States, so was the white man. But he chose to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's what he chose to do. He wants to get rid of all the nations that are not service to them. And I want your sheep to see that. He will not kill his own color. He will kill those of us who are not his color. And he has tried for years. But God has placed us in all these different countries around the world. And he wants to be ruler of them. But he is not. He even paints himself as a white Jesus. But Jesus, we're supposed to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what we're supposed to do. But he was born of a black woman. He sent his son through a black woman. You understand that? And stop thinking that the Virgin Mary was white. She was black. If you read the Bible, you will learn that. The reason why I know that she was black is because the Hebrew boy that was sent, that was traded to Egypt, and his Potiphar's wife said the Hebrew boy tried to rape her. And that's why I know, and I read the whole Bible, and that's why I know that he was a black man that she was trying to get with ever since. And that was way back. That was way back. Maybe 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. The white woman has tried to get with the black man. Some of them are successful, especially those black men who make a lot of money. Most of them, they like the white woman or the Chinese woman. They just don't like us. Let's turn to the book of Ruth and read and learn something about Ruth. Now it came to pass in the days of the judges, that when the days of the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons, and the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of the wife was Naomi. Well, let me spell Elimelech for you, because I may be pronouncing it wrong. E-L-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, Elimelech, and his wife Naomi, and the name of the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Let me spell this word for you. E-P-H-R-A-T-H-I-T-E-S of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech's wife, husband, died. And she was left, and her two sons, and they too took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of The one was Oprah, and the other name was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Then Milon and Chilion, and that's spelled Chilion, died also, both of them. And the women were, it says, the women was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return to the country of Moab. It says that she might return from the country of Moab. So, for she had heard that in her country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore, she sent forth out of the place, and it's wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on their way unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return to your mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye dealt with me. Let me read that again, verse 8 again. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dwelt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And the Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go away, for I am old. I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye carry for them until they were grown? Go ye, stay for them from having husband. Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Oh, that's heavy what she's saying. Now, I have read this before, and I just didn't pay attention like I am paying now. Pay attention to what is being read to you. Where thou diest, I will die, and where will I be buried? The Lord do so to me, and more so, if thou but depart thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfast minded to go with her, then she lifted, speaking unto her. Then she left speaking unto her. So the two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved out of them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call not me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitter with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing that the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite. Okay, so Ruth the Moabite, she was not a Hebrew. She was a Moabite. Her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Now that is the reading of Ruth chapter 1. Let's start reading Ruth chapter 2. Again, I pray that our Father opens up ears and minds to understand what has been read, although some of you may not understand what I have read. I want you to go over it for yourself. I want you to read Ruth chapter 1 and chapter 2. Hopefully I will finish chapter 2 in the next 11 minutes. Chapter 2 of Ruth. And Naomi, and a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field to glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I may find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless you thee. Then he said Boaz unto the servants that was sent over the reapers. Excuse me, Steve, I got up there. Whose stencil is this? And the servant said, sent over the reapers, answered and said, this is the Moabite mantle that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheep. So she came and has continued unto and continued even from the morning to now. She tarried a little in the house. Then Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from his, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go after them. I have not changed the young men that they I have not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee. And when thou goest of thirst, go unto the vessels and drink of it which the young men have drawn. And she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it has fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and thou hast come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then, 6 minutes left. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, for that thou hast spoken freely unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaid. And Moses said unto her, at mealtime come out hither and eat of the bread and dip of the morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and she touched the parched corn, and she did eat and will sacrifice and left. And when she was rising up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her gleam even among the sheaf, and reproach her not. Let her fall also, and let fall also some of the hands full of purpose for her. Let me read verse 16 again. And let fall some of the handful of purpose for her, and lead them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned the field until evening, and beat out she gleaned. And let me read verse 17 again. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah a day of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she had brought forth, and gave to her that she had served after she was had sacrificed. Well, let me read that again. After that she had served, after she was sufficient. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where hast thou gleaned today?" And she, "Where is thou? Blessed be thou that did take knowledge of thee." And she answered her mother-in-law, with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man name was whom I wrought this day is Boaz." Well, that means that I have 2 seconds, sheep. I'm going to stop at chapter 2, verse 20, and that's where I will pick up next Tuesday. I will come to you on Tuesday, if my Father allows me to. I will come back to you and finish reading chapter 2 of Ruth, chapter 2, starting at verse 20, where I have left off. Now, let us have a closing prayer. Let's thank our Father in heaven, the Father of the Hebrews, for the protection that he gives us day and night from all evil that Satan, the devil, brings to us. That hate, we can just be sitting up and he will cause us maybe start cooking up or doing something that's not right. I say this prayer in Jesus' name that Yeshua will protect us from evil day and night when we are awake and asleep. And I'll leave you, sheep, with this. Amen. I'm saying that to Yeshua. It's in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, let me ask you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. That's my nephew who has produced this song, and he is a graduate of Columbia College of Chicago. Chicago, you should be proud of him because he and his classmate plays on this song. I know I'm proud. I'm trying to get my song to play. Remember, sheep, God loves you, and I love you too. We did not read Judges 11. We did so about a week ago. Just play this back in your mind.
Father, help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.
Next week, sheep, I'll talk with you all next week. If God permits, I believe He will. So I will talk with you next Tuesday. Remember, I love you too. But God loves you more.